All right, we all set. We'll call a meeting to order, Public Works. Steve, you want to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since January.
Approval of the minutes of April 3rd.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Highway. You're on, Eric.
Morning. First item, highway. Request an authorization to create and appropriate the following funds from 6999 account, road improvement to County Route 41 over Cutler Creek, B41-01, Town of Corning, in the amount of $200,000.
Okay, this is a bridge project?
Yeah, money towards the bridge projects, yes. Still waiting for our stuff to be approved and passed.
Okay, is there a motion?
Motion, Potter.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Is that the cross street before 41 goes out to Hornby?
Yeah, Hamilton Road.
Yeah.
All right.
Next item. All set.
Okay.
Request authorization to create and appropriate CHIPS funding for the following projects from 699 in the amount of $3,200,000 for true and leveling of the road with a new 2-inch asphalt overlay for the following road projects as listed.
Okay, I got a question. True and leveling, that puts me back to when I first got on the board back in 2000. We did that. Is this because there's not a good base? Because that's what was going on way back then before we started grinding.
Some of it may be base contributing, but if it's that bad, we'll grind or pull out and cut. But this is more just of a shim process, just from stuff being low. And some of it could have been low from the initial pavement, from the application. So if it's real bad, we'll grind and pull it out.
Okay, because when we first got on here, before we started the grinding process, we would be truing and leveling all the time. Gary probably remembers those years. We never got a base, so it was constantly doing true and leveling. Yeah. The grinding has made a huge impact
for sure
on our roads, in my opinion. All right. Do we have a motion to authorize $3.2 million in CHIP funding?
Motion, Potter.
A second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next item.
$61,000 looks like it's the same project.
Surface treatment. So this is oil and stone products, stuff like that.
Okay.
Different than the true and level and the paving. So requesting authorization to appropriate $61,329 from account 699 to D51100 for surface treatment 544215.
Different budget. This is a line item in your budget as opposed to a capital project. So that's why we have to do them separately.
Okay. Where's this going to be done?
Where's this one going, Todd?
That's all over.
Oh, the whole list below it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what?
Your next item.
Oh, okay. Is there a motion for this one? C, appropriations for $61,329.
Yes, so moved.
Nick?
I'll second.
Okay, Steve? Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next one, long list here. Requesting authorization for the following road projects, D51100, surface treatment 544215, as listed.
Okay. That's in that.
A motion.
You have a motion?
Second.
All right. A motion and a second. And if you look at the thing, there's a whole pile of roads there. Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Landfill. Request authorization for the Bath Landfill for 7 and 8 change order. During the cell excavation, the contractor encountered some bedrock shelf in between cells 7 and 8, where the two cells tying together. Multiple test pits, 8 to be exact, and borings, 5 were conducted in this area, about 9.7 acre area. And the bedrock still eluded our detection and it was not accounted for in the bid specifications. Once it was identified, we worked with BNL and Marcy to do additional testing and pits to try to pinpoint the limits of this bedrock shelf and establish the additional quantities that would be removed from the landfill footprint. The rock will need to be removed and replaced with suitable common fill material. The contractor is at a critical point in the cell excavation, and this is the last phase for major excavation before they start placing clay liner and preparation for the composite liner system. The estimated change order amount is $439,700 or $750. This extra work is in excess of our pre-established $200,000 extra work allowance. To cover this and any other unforeseen conditions, we request authorization to transfer additional $500,000 to the project to cover this work. There currently is $1,341,437.41 in the gas collection improvement capital project account. With the expansion of the gas well fields in 2022, we don't see any further need for that right now for any major upgrades. This will change the overall project budget from $17,371,165.26 to $17,871,165.26. In working through this with BNL and the contractor hasn't moved a ton for us because of the way the contract is written with unit costs and they're entitled to it. However, BNL offered us a bit of relief of $50,000 off their final bill to try to help ease the pain with this one.
Because they should have found the reason they're helping us is they didn't drill in the right spot.
They ironically missed pretty much. They drilled on both sides of this rock outcrop that wasn't visible, literally on each side of it.
Just, you know, a mistake. That's all.
What's the square footage of what we're talking about? I mean, just trying to get an idea of how much
square footage. I don't have cubic yards. I have almost 11,000 cubic yards of what they're considering rock or bedrock, and then an additional 23,000 cubic yards of additional soil affiliated with that rock that has to also be removed and replaced.
If you're, and I know the chairman went up last week to look at the hole in the ground, but it's impressive what they've done so far. But if you go up there, it's about another 100 feet back they have to go, Eric.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Another 100 feet from where they're currently at. It's
pretty
a lot of earth.
Yeah, I'd say it's the size of this room.
The whole edge
is what the rock is that they got to get out of there.
Oh. So how much is the total of this section versus the whole project? Is it 25% or
not even 25%?
No. So apparently this is on the back side of this.
Yeah, it's on the.
It's in between the two. The transition.
It's northeast side of the or east side of the cell. Yeah. In between 7 and 8.
What's the standard for how widely spaced you do the test borings?
I asked that same question. Between that and their test pits, I've been told that it's definitely within industry standards. The question that we asked ourselves in the future, not just more borings, but do we set the contracts up a little different with possibly we want this size landfill. If you hit steel or granite, that's your problem.
It's
discussions we've had.
Yeah, it's something, and frankly, in speaking with Steve and having been here a long time, we've either gotten lucky or just unlucky in this case. We haven't run into this level of shale. We haven't run into this issue before, so it really hasn't. We've followed the same processes that we always have because they've worked. In this case, like Eric said, it makes us think, do we, you know, instead of unit cost, you know, structure the bid a little bit differently so that the risk is more on the contractors. Now you're going to pay a premium for that likely, but it's a discussion when we get to the next cell construction, what we do. It's certainly a big miss, but you know, it's a collective miss. And so we're appreciative of Barton and Ledoux to stepping up and helping us out with this. It's one of those that the rock is where the rock is, to build it. We need to be 10 feet from that bedrock.
Yeah. 10 feet buffer with a
DOT. So we just.
Where are we moving this bedrock to?
Some of it we're reusing, depending on what level of bedrock it is. It brings up another good point. I don't want to promise you anything. We're going to work on site. Steve's come up with some good creative ideas with some of our equipment, to not compromise our contract, but to maybe help move the process along a little bit. This is what we're speaking of is hopefully a worst case scenario. So we're going to make those decisions in the field based on where the stone and stuff can be used to help limit the movement of equipment, speed up the process, and hopefully maybe save some money, but I don't want to promise anything.
Can we crush that stuff, or isn't it worth crushing?
By the time it gets ripped and peeled out of there, a lot of it is down to a good base size for like maybe what you'd think for like a good base for a bad driveway for establishing. The bigger stuff, I think there's a size limitation to what's exposed that they keep actually within the landfill per the DEC, and they've been maintaining that. They actually have to pick some of the stuff out of there if it's too big. But yeah, it could ultimately go through a crusher, but it's not. The density and the hardness is hard enough to be a rock, but it's not necessarily the hardest stuff out there.
Right.
Yeah. And when I was there, John Emo come over and walked me out, and he said they can't even pull it with excavators. They have to use a D9 sitting over there with a ripper on the back. It's the only way they can get it up. So
it's not a dynamite deal.
I asked that question to BNL. He said no. Yeah, that was my biggest thing, is I wanted to see something blown up. But yeah,
not to sound like this. In my opinion, we have to do this. Mm-hmm. The other alternative option, which Eric said it wasn't really an option, is you just raise the whole base of the landfill design, but it reduces the capacity of the landfill to hold garbage. You have to go through the whole permitting process again, and it would delay everything.
And that would only, not to interrupt, that'd save $200,000 off of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, pay the money, you know, stick with your current design. It's well underway as far as the project.
It's too late to
start. I think the thing that upsets me is how did we ever get to a $200,000 contingency on a $17 million project? That's 1%. Anything we ever did at Corning, large projects, was a minimum of 5% contingency.
That's exactly what we talked about. And again, a lesson learned. That's exactly what we talked about for the next projects, is carry minimum of 5. That was the exact number we talked about.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess what bothers me the most is that from the original estimates, we're $2.5 million over from the original estimates on this thing. My biggest concern is that these things last 7 years. Are we going to be able to generate enough money to sit out there in the next 7 years to do the next cell in anticipation of what the costs are going to be at that time?
Discussion for you for next month, if that's okay. Short answer, we're concerned about that.
Thank you.
That sounds like rate increase.
Mm-hmm. Those are decisions that are up to you, but we will provide you with the data.
Yeah, I'm in it. That's the discussion then, but I think it's a combination of a rate increase, but also the mix of who you let bring material in.
Right.
Because some of them are getting a very favorable rate, bringing them in from other areas.
Yeah. We need to look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And my personal opinion is we have no choice but to remove that rock, because I don't think we want to redesign the thing and cut back on the amount of tonnage we can have.
And just to let you know, because obviously we are sensitive about the authorities that you and your committees and such give, they're up there working now, and we don't want to get to a point and incur additional costs where they hit a point where they're slowed down what we can communicate to them. And then ultimately it's going to be up to Marcy. We can communicate that standing committee has approved this. It has to go to, and they already know, we've already told them, but standing committee has approved this size change order, has to go to the full board. So we're going to be transparent with them. We can't officially give them a go ahead because hasn't gone through finance or the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we're going to communicate it, and hopefully we've seen this in other projects. You know, it's going to be up to them how they want to handle it, frankly. But again, Eric and Steve and crew work to minimize any downtime, any additional cost whatsoever.
So
how deep is this rock?
God,
that I don't know.
Well,
I would say 10. What I saw was 10 feet at least.
10, 12. Yeah, something like that.
So they didn't do a drill on it?
They did. That's what they bored all around it, but in this location.
They missed it.
Right on each side, they bored and missed it.
Yeah, but they haven't drilled the rock yet to see how deep that.
No, they did. They did test pits.
They dug located alongside it, which is what I was standing at, looking down in this pit.
Yeah.
At the side of the rock.
And for this, correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't matter. Once it's excavated away from it, doesn't matter how deep it is. We just have to be away from it on the perimeters.
10 foot.
Yeah.
10 yeah. Foot. But how do they come up with a price if you don't know the cubic feet that you're removing?
They do know the cubic, not the depth, because we're going to go to that 10, 12 feet, whatever it is. We're just going out farther. So they know the cubic feet of how far they have to go out.
Based on a survey.
So it's weird that bedrock, the state still requires you to put 10 feet of buffer material before you start putting your liners and everything, which why?
Yeah.
It's rock. It's not.
No, I know. We've fought that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So does this bedrock extend into the next section that we're going to sit out there?
We don't think so.
They dug on that side.
We're going to test the hell out of the next section.
Let's space a little closer next time.
Yeah, again, lessons learned. Yes, yes.
It falls off a little bit over on that side. It's deeper.
It falls off. It looks like the next cells are not going to be as nearly complicated as this one has proven.
Now, are we going back any further, another one, or are we going to go to the side?
It would go to the north now.
Okay.
Right, north.
Yeah, no going back further.
Yeah, because they're almost up against the woods.
Mm-hmm. East and north.
We're not going to remove the woods and go back further.
Not at this time. Yeah.
Pardon, Steve?
Dahl Hill from there. I mean, we're at the limits of the building
footprint.
Topography. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Plus, there's tree stands in there. We don't want to remove.
Yeah.
They're not employees' tree stands. At least I hope not.
They're not any legislators either.
That's your business. What you do at the landfill is your business.
All right. So we need a motion.
Yeah, I'll move it.
To correct this situation, and it's not going to be cheap.
Second,
I have a motion. We got a second. Any more discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? You got your permission from standing committee. Passed.
Thank you.
Just bids now?
Bids, yep. First bid, we're recommending awarding to a sole bidder, All John, in the amount of $22,500. This is for compactor parts.
This is the only bidder we got, right?
Correct.
Did we solicit the others or not?
Yeah, it was sent out to our normal list.
Okay. You want to do
one all of them
at a time? Or you want to do them all at the end?
Entirely up to you.
Do them all at the end.
Okay. Next item, industrial electrical services. We recommend awarding to Matco Electric Corp as the low bidder. Sale of two used CAT G3520C gas generators, sets, and then ancillary components with it. We recommend awarding to Schrinn Brothers Incorporated as the sole bidder in the amount of $750,000.
This was the generators that, these are the generators that we had up.
The gas facility, yes. Yep.
For electric head. Okay.
Just for a second, why does it say, what's bid number two, bid number three? What's that mean if we only had one bidder?
The bid who's with us, he's with us today, okay. The awarded bid, he was concerned. He was really adamant on getting the equipment. He put additional bids in, and we're apt to take the highest bid. So that's how it worked out.
There's a section.
We're selling, not buying.
There's a section of the bid format that allows for alternates. So you just change some of what you're doing. So
I'm not complaining about it.
It allows for it. Yeah, no, it's in there. It's common.
Forget I said anything. Take that out of the minutes.
Next item, leachate treatment plant chemicals. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, PVS CDI Chemicals. The silicone anti-foam in the amount of $28,875. And ferric chloride solution in the amount of $11,140. Hydroseeding, soil and water, we are requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Soil and Water for hydroseeding services. That's the one we deal with Jeff Parker on. It pretty much, if we put out the bid, you'd have that inconvenience and it'd be about double. So we pretty much pay for the material and he does it as needed and what we have budgeted. So that's a good program as well. That's all, I believe.
Is there a motion to accept all the bids?
Motion, Potter.
Second.
Okay, a motion and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
I've got one more, just a friendly reminder, I guess, for information for you folks. There's a chance we'll be requesting a special meeting at some point when the states approve their budget for CHIPS, extreme winter weather, winter recovery, and pave New York and pave our potholes. As you guys all know, we don't have that yet. We have vendors waiting to get started, and we're behind the eight ball again with it. So something may come up where we have to do that. So I just want to give you guys a heads up.
Yeah, it was I got copied on a letter from Suit Coat that sent out to all the municipalities saying that we understand the delays in the state budget. We know you have projects in place and we will loan you the money to continue with the projects until the state passes their budget. Which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah. At what rate of interest?
I was gonna say, what are they gonna do?
At what rate of interest?
They didn't say.
Oh.
You have any other business? John?
One of my constituents who lives on County Route 36, that's coming from Atlanta, the 415, wondering why the striping on that was not done, the white striping on the outside lanes, just the center striping.
Not all roads call for white striping. Did I have it previous?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll check on that for sure. I'll let you know.
Okay, we need a motion to go in executive session.
Relative to contract.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All right. All in favor?
All right. Aye.
We're in executive session.
If you'd like the DPW.
Set this up.
Public works people can stay.
Steve, if you want to stay.
Thank you.
Sorry, it just came to mind. I had a meeting last week and we'll talk about it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a motion if there's nothing else to do in open?
You better discuss for 10 more minutes so the chairman can go to Emmy's and get his hot dogs.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, motion and second. All in favor, we're adjourned.
A message to see just takes.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume it was.